Well, thank you for joining us today on behalf of Advancing Women in Leadership on Concordia's campus. My name is Lori Doyle. I work in the School of Education and I'm the program director in our MAED program for our curriculum and instruction program. And I also teach in that program.
And I'm Melissa Hendricks. I am the academic advisor and assistant director for our healthcare programs here at Concordia.
We are interviewing Ann Ashman, and she has graciously agreed to do this interview so that we can learn a little bit more about an important woman on our campus.
So to jump right in, Ann, can you briefly describe your role at Concordia?
I am the Associate Vice President of Strategic Communications, and I work under the umbrella of University Advancement, along with my advancement colleagues, marketing colleagues, and communications colleagues.
Wonderful. And what would you say is your preferred leadership style or a personal experience or professional experience that's helped you advance in your leadership walk?
I am not a student of leadership styles, but I have always believed in lead blocking for my people, that one of the responsibilities as a manager is to help take obstacles out of the way and help direct to open paths the people that report to you. And also, I like to be very relational. I feel it's very important to, you know, ask how the people who report to you are doing. You were so much more than our professional life that part of the gift of working where we work is that we can also care about and pray for the personal lives and spiritual lives of the people that we work with. So I try to approach my leadership that way, to care on all of those fronts for the people that I work with.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much.
Do you have any goals or visions for your role that you're in at Concordia?
Well, my role is pretty new. It happened as we were already in COVID. The vision for the role is for strategic communication is sort of to make sure that our messaging across all our constituents and channels is consistent and that we're all saying the same thing. Right now, we're all saying the same thing about COVID and the safety guidelines that we're adhering to and the things that we, you know, need to hold up as the safety guidelines we need to hold up as a community and make sure that we're putting the proper foot forward to protect our people, to show that we're a team player and community player. So those have been my primary messages. I too am really interested to see what the role will evolve into once we are past emergency mode.
Definitely.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you for answering a few opening questions about your professional role and background. And so we'd love to get into some things about you personally. And so our first question is, even though you are not new to Concordia, we know you're new to your role, but not new to Concordia. Is there anything that we might not know about you? Maybe a hobby or a hidden talent?
Well, I did play piano for a number of years. I started lessons when I was 4 and took lessons through college. And while my piano is now rather out of tune, it doesn't get a lot of use. It gets a lot of use around Christmas time because those are my favorite music pieces to play. So I have officially pulled out all of my Christmas music and have been playing at home on my out of tune piano.
Well, and do you have a favorite composer?
No, it's just classical music.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. What about a favorite Christmas song since we're in that season?
O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. It's my quintessential Advent. And I was so pleased, like years later, that's always been a favorite of mine. And then VeggieTales picked it up and I was like, yes, I've already done a version.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's awesome. What is your favorite book and why?
You know, I'm a pretty voracious reader. So I looked at that question and thought, there's no way. I think my favorite author, I can narrow that down to 2 authors. One is Madeline L'Engle, who most people will know from her children in young adult literature, A Wrinkle in Time and that series. But she has a trove of other young adult and adult literature that's just beautifully written. I love, she often will take biblical scenarios and rewrite mm-hmm. them from a fictional perspective of another character's point of view, or toggle back and forth between a biblical narrative and a modern day narrative that mirrors it. And I love how she does that. She gets me to think about the faith in different ways. And then also one of the more, my more recent authors is Diana Gabaldon, who does the Outlander series, which has been made into a TV series on Stars.
Yes.
Fiction, I'm kind of that fantasy fiction is mm-hmm. yeah. what I love.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And what is a mantra or a motto or a Bible verse by which you live?
The Bible verse that is really short. It is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I love that. I'll read the whole thing. It's, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And that one is actually, it's parallel. Else the Psalms are, it kind of begins and ends the same way. That one begins at 46:10 of God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. So ending with that, be still and know that I am God. That's worked for me on so many levels over the years. At first, I think when I was younger, it was always like that, don't be so frenetic, just be still, I've got this. But it also kind of works for me in that Jobian sense of, you are little and puny and I am the big God who's in control. So your problems are not the biggest thing going, I am in control and I've got it. So that's always kind of, no matter where I am in life, that verse works.
Absolutely.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Oh, my turn. Sorry. I just got so excited because I was like, that's so applicable to right yes. now. Like being still is so hard to do. So yes. that's an awesome verse. Thank you for that. If you can give your younger self some advice, what would that be?
That's pretty easy because I give this advice to young employees and students all the time. Don't stress about your next step so much. Don't stress about finding the perfect career. Every step you take opens another door. It gives you another skill set and experience that you will take with you to the next step. I don't think I really arrived in my career until I was well into my 30s. I'd gotten into higher ed several years before that. I've pretty much always worked in higher ed in various capacities. And I can see now, looking back, how every single one of the roles I've had has given me a piece of the puzzle to bring me at where I'm at now. And so I always want to encourage people, especially right now where young people, as they graduate from college, are like, what's next? I don't know what's going on. I have this degree. What am I going to do with it? I don't know what, you know, do I go to graduate school? Which direction do I go? Like, pick one. It's okay. It will be okay. Take the opportunities that are in front of you. It won't be your last opportunity. God will put those pieces together in a very specific way to prepare you for something later. So I encourage them to just look at everything as an opportunity that might open a door. It just, it can feel so untethered when you don't know. You know, we all want clarity of what our next step is going to be. We all wish God would just illumine the path with bright lights. And that doesn't happen a lot, but there are doors and windows that open and others that close, and you take a step forward mm-hmm. and it will pay off later.
That's wonderful advice. I wish we could broadcast that to all of the students, especially on our campus right now, and really all young adults who are being so affected by changes that are happening in our world right now, and for them to know, keep moving forward, take that next step. So I think that's wonderful advice for all of us, but really especially for young adults right now. So, and speaking of changes and our world, our last question for you is to ask if you could describe one pivotal time in your pre-COVID past, either personal or professional, and that changed the way you approach your work-life balance.
When I was recently out of graduate school, had just moved to a different town, was looking for a job, I managed to get a temporary gig writing, and I interviewed a woman who was a vice president at a bank. And because we were doing profiles in women's leadership. And she offered a piece, and she told me a story about her life. She had risen to a vice presidency at the bank. She had a small son who was involved. He was riding his bicycle and was hit by a car. And she knew immediately that what she needed to do was to step down and be there during his recovery, his therapy. And it was a good number of years later that, you know, her boss, previous boss, came back to her and said, "Are you ready to come back? We want you back." And for her, that motto had been, "You can have it all. You just can't have it all at once." So I'm sure you've probably heard that before, but that was good for me to hear that, you know, it doesn't really matter what level you're at. It in different seasons require different things from you. And I think it's really, especially as women, we try to do it all. We try to have a career and we balance family. We want to be good mothers. We want to be good spouses. We want to take care of our parents and be, you know, good to our siblings and our friends. We cover so many bases as women, and we want to excel in all of them. And sometimes that's not possible. That's too much pressure. I just graduated with my master's degree a year ago. And I decided to take the slow boat on it because I didn't want to miss any of my kids', you know, athletic events or their achievements in high school. I wanted to be there. So that degree took me 3.5 years, where I watched a lot of my younger compatriots blitz through it in 18 months or 2 years. But that was okay. It was fine. I did it slowly. I did it my way. I was able to not miss any of my kids' games or activities. And lo and behold, I have now gotten, I felt like I was stuck for a long time. I was at the director level for a couple of decades, and I hadn't advanced. And I was a little bit kind of itchy that my career hadn't advanced. I've had a string of director level positions in different areas of the university and other universities. I'm like, when am I going to get beyond this? What is my path here? But I finally got that degree. It was very applicable to what I do, and that it helped advance me to where I am. And, you know, there have been times where I have pulled back. I worked full time. I worked part time when my children were small. And someone here, even when I came here, I applied to a full-time position and asked for a part-time. I was bold. and they gave it to me. And with the question of, when would you be ready to work full-time? Like, oh, you know, maybe when my daughter's in kindergarten. And I kind of forgot about that conversation, but the person who hired me didn't. So I think your daughter's in kindergarten now. Are you ready to start full time? Like, dang, you remembered that. But I did. And, you know, we've made it work. And I don't regret the years that I worked part time while the kids were little. So you can have it all. You just can't have it all at once.
Yeah. It sounds like you not only give the advice of taking one step at a time, but you've really applied that in your own life. Thank you for sharing that with us and for spending this time with us this morning. We can't wait for the rest of our Concordia community to get to know a little bit more about you like we have today. And so again, on behalf of Advancing Women in Leadership, we really appreciate you. And pretty soon you might be asked to teach piano lessons and lead a book club based on this. So yeah. Just, you know, remember that one step at a time thing.
Yep. Thank you, ladies, so much for the time.
Thank you. We really appreciate you. This has been Concordia University Irvine's Advancing Women Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.